So one more question. Many ISKCON centers are planning to organize 12-hour, 24-hour, 36-hour Harinam Kirtan on New Year's Eve. Using modern instruments with large speakers, just like a disco party. Did Srila Prabhupada instruct which instruments are to be used in Harinam Kirtan? And did Srila Prabhupada start this New Year Eve celebration? Is this accepted by Shastra? No, I don't believe that Srila Prabhupada started this kind of New Year celebration. It could be said that anyway, people in the Western world, on December the 31st, they stay up till midnight and a bit longer. So you'll find many people wandering the streets at that time. At least where I come from, they're usually drunk, because that's what people do to celebrate pretty much anything, is to get drunk. The word celebration in the Western world is practically synonymous with alcohol consumption. Celebration? You have a word for that? Oh, I see. Uh-huh. All right. How do you say that? Udyapan?
We have what I said, because that particular word.
Yeah.
In Tamil, when I say it's not exactly.
They don't have exactly the same. I
no,
see.
It has a
I see, okay. All right, yeah. So, so devotees, they may go out in the streets and do Harinam Sankirtan at night also. I remember once, way where it must have been, let me see, I think it must have been December 31st, 1975, that we all went out for book distribution. It was terrible because on that night, because everyone was drunk. It's really difficult to distribute books to drunk people. So I guess devotees, they also, due to previous conditioning, they also feel we should be up on this night. We should be celebrating. So, there's no harm to have any, it's a good thing to have kirtan at any time or place or circumstance. So, if you want to Harinam at night, it's good, why not? Of course, it's also a good idea to get up in the morning. It's not a very good start to the year to miss Mangal Arati. Although we don't care too much for this January to December kind of year. We observe the year from the day after Gaurapanima. That's the first day of the Gaurabda, the Gauriya calendar.
Namo
So anyway, if do kirtan, good, very good, do it. Better not to turn kirtan into a disco party kind of event. Kirtan means for Krishna's pleasure, not for our pleasure. Did Prabhupada instruct which instruments to be used? Yes. Mridanga, kartals.
Mridangam, kartal.
That was it. Although you'll find many pictures of Srila Prabhupada himself sitting on the Vyasasan playing this ghanta, this gong. It's called a gong because it makes a gong, that kind of noise. Just had some realization. And this jaja, it's like something like a big cartel. So I don't know what you call it in Tamil. It's wampas, we call them in English.
Yeah, here also we call
this Mahapur. Pompers, yeah. The Bengali world is Jaja. So, that's what Prabhupada said to do. For those who are interested, I'm interested. I'm interested to follow what Prabhupada says. It's very important to me to follow what Prabhupada said. But you know, there's always time, place and circumstance. In the name of which pretty much anything is done. So, if we want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be pleased by our kirtan, we can understand that, well, he likes to use mridanga and kartals. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he could have had all kinds of other instruments, but he likes mridanga and kartals. So as we are performing kirtan for his pleasure, better we stick to that. Sometimes also you see pictures of someone playing something which looks it's not a nada swaram, some kind of wind instrument. Not a clarinet. Clarinet is absolutely Western. Like a horn. Yeah. What do you call that? Like a horn. So that's described. Sometimes devotees would blow that in the midst of kirtan.
So adu vande enna varnikapattirukapdina kirtanathu nadula sila nerangala bhaktargalai ooduvaanga appdi solli varnikapattirukku.
But anyway, Prabhupada told us to use mridanga and kartals.
Irunal Prabhupada nama vandu mridangam kartalam ooduvaanga
solli. And all kinds of other things will be used, but if you're asking me, I'm giving this answer.
Matra idra isaikarigalai makkal ooduvaapadalam, ana neenga enna kelvi kettinga appdina na indha badhal dhaan kodukken.
Others will say, well, the public like it, this, that, and something else. So preaching also means that we're trying to connect with the public. So there are different considerations. But if we consider that the prime purpose of kirtan is to please Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not to please the public, then we may be more inclined just to stick to the basic instruments.
ஆனா நம்ம நம்ம கீர்த்தனங்களுடைய முக்கியமான பணி கிருஷ்ணரின் சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபு திருப்திப்படுத்துறது, மக்களை திருப்திப்படுத்துறது கிடையாது அப்படிங்கறத நம்ம புரிஞ்சுட்டோம் அப்படின்னா அப்ப நம்ம எளிமையான இசை கருவிகளை உபயோகப்படுத்துறதுல திருப்தி அடையும்.
And if that is performed with devotion, then people who are at least somewhat pious, they will appreciate that.
அந்த கீர்த்தனத்தை நம்ம வந்து பக்தியோட செய்தோம் அப்படின்னா அப்போ மக்கள் யாருக்கு வந்து கொஞ்சம் நல்லவங்களா இருக்காங்களோ அவங்க அதை பாராட்டுவாங்க.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.
ஆல் கிளாஸ் டு ஸ்ரீல.